99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
We'll dive in real quick, and I don't know if I know it takes a little bit of time for you to wipe the sleep out of your eyes or whatever. So if you want to chime in, that's cool. But want to get to April's message real fast here on the show. She just messaged us and was like, hey, I was dating this guy on and off for about 4 years. He has no kids. Not the biggest fan of them in general. He asked me to give him a baby on Mother's Day.
Wow, that is that's big.
She continues and says, it was a complete no for me. My kids are almost grown, and who wants to have a baby with a man who doesn't like kids? Plus, his mom doesn't like me. So I recently told him I no longer feel the same, and I'm making changes in my life. I'm going back to school, making a better life for my kids. So my question is, am I wrong for wanting to be happy finally? And why do I feel guilty, though, about walking away from this?
No, you should not feel guilty. Yes, you're doing the right thing. You literally answered all of your questions with the way that you wrote it.
Yeah, a lot of times I think you'll answer your own question in how you present it to us. And so sometimes, you know, us just reading it back to you, you kind of listen to it back and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. And, you know, I don't know why you feel guilty about walking away, because, you know, maybe you've invested 4 years of your life on and off with this guy. I mean, that's probably why.
Yes, but I think your instincts are right. They're leading you in the right path, mm-hmm. which is away.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, whatever's going to be right for you and your kids is what you need to be concerned about. And, you know, I feel like he probably knows that you maybe want kids or like kids. And he's like, all right, well, how do I get her to stay around? Maybe the answer is have a baby.
Yeah, that's exactly 100%. I think what he was trying to do is to get her to stick around.
And here's a quick answer to that question that you may be asking yourself. If ever the question is, hey, I wonder how to fix our relationship. Maybe it's a baby. The answer is always no.
Yeah, that's not supposed to be the glue that keeps people together.
No, in fact, because it's hard. Like, babies are hard. And
oh, yeah.
You got to have a strong
stress.
Yeah, you got to have a strong foundation before you add a baby into the mix, because that is.
You have to have the same philosophy about kids and babies, too. And how you're going to raise it. There are lots of things to discuss and that you need to be on the same page with before you consider bringing that into the relationship. And like you said, it should be a strong foundation. Already, not a broken one,
right?
You're looking, that's not a spackle,
yeah,
for a broken relationship.
I'm just gonna buy me some baby spackle and
baby
fix this
spackle
relationship right up. So
that's not good. So wow, already out the gate I feel like we helped her fix her life, although she already fixed it herself.
I think
she did the right thing,
right? So April, thanks for the message. Hope for the best for you, and let us know what the update is when you have one. Feel good. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So this is the story of George Bailey, the Silcata tortoise.
Okay, different than the fictional character in It's a Wonderful Life, that old
exactly.
Christmas movie. Gotcha.
But he does have a wonderful new life. He's 11 years old,
right.
And he just got a wheelchair from Walkin' Pets, which is this pet mobility company based out of New Hampshire. And he's walking on all four legs for the first time in his life.
So they gave a wheelchair to a tortoise?
Yep.
Okay.
So he was rescued from an exotic animal facility in Knoxville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
by Jamie Loebner. He was actually born with a metabolic bone disease that prevented his back legs from fully developing. So he has spent his entire life dragging himself around with his front legs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the bigger he's gotten, the more difficult that has become. He is now close to 70 pounds, but could grow to weigh over 200 pounds.
Oh, he's a hefty boy.
He is. And he can live up to like 100 years old.
Okay.
So, you know, she reached out to Walkin' Pets. She saw that they had helped a smaller tortoise mm-hmm. in a similar way. So they're like, hey, he's kind of bigger. Can you do the same kind of thing? They said, yep. They created an adjustable wheelchair large enough and sturdy enough to kind of help him walk comfortably. And he took to it right away.
All right.
As soon as they strapped it on, he started taking his first steps immediately.
Oh, good.
So there you go. George Bailey.
Look at that.
the tortoise has a wheelchair.
Living his best life.
And he's walking around.
There you
go. Not very fast. I'm not going to say he's fast. He's not zipping around.
No.
The neighborhood.
All right, good stuff.
He's moving. It's really cute. We've tweeted the video. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, Kelly, if you were to describe a setting the bar story to someone who's never heard it, what would you say it is?
Well, in simple terms, it's what not to do. I mean, it's a small little hurdle. We're confident you can jump over, but this person did not.
Yep. We go to our neighboring state of Ohio for this one. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a car crash because of cicadas looking for love, then you're doing okay.
This is so unfortunate.
Yep, from ABC 7.
Police in Cincinnati now urging motorists to roll up their windows after a cicada smacked into a driver's face. That caused him to lose control and smash into a utility pole. Look at the car.
Oh, wow, yeah. Completely.
Cicada hit upside the face.
Yeah, cicada goes in the window, hits the dude. He swerves and crashes into a pole.
Thankfully, he's okay, but cops say each time cicadas have emerged, there have been several car crashes because of the presence of them, and this year, they say, is no different.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Just driving around here, like, the window's down, you wonder. You're like, oh, man, you know what? Roll up those windows. We don't want a cicada to get in here.
Exactly. That's what the police are saying now. They're like, listen, they're not small. Cicadas are not super small bugs, so if you get smacked upside the face, that is not going to be good. And, of course, we know they're on one mission.
Yeah, their mission is
looking for love.
Yeah, just to
snacks.
Mate. Yeah, they just want to mate. They want to eat, and they want to mate. You know, they're like the big cows, and they're not going to hurt you. They're just big cows. All they're looking for is some love and some food. So again,
yeah, and the police tweeted the picture of the car, and then some of the comments, mm-hmm. like people were diving in. They didn't cite the driver, which is good. Someone mm-hmm. asked if they cited the cicada. Don't know that either.
Okay.
I don't think they did, but hopefully they gave him a warning, like, hey, let's look for love outside of cars.
Anyone know if the cicada ever found his love match?
Don't know that either. I don't know if he found his lady love before or after the crash he was able to still go about his mission. Not sure.
Okay.
We're hoping.
All right, we're hoping for the best. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a car crash because of an amorous cicada flies through your window...
Wow.
You're doing okay.
Dang, that's a bad day. That damage is going to be pricey to fix.
That's setting the bar. Man, so Chris Harrison officially done from The Bachelor. I think we all saw this coming. You know,
we did.
And it was just a matter of time. You know, the back and forth. But I the one thing that I saw that I was like, okay, I want to kind of know more from Chris Harrison's side, because Page Six, and I don't know how trustworthy Page Six is, says that the Bachelor franchise gave him $25 million to walk away. And
yeah, that tells me they have some stuff they don't want him to spill.
Well, and Chris Harrison was not going to walk away for less. Otherwise, he would divulge the show's dirty secrets. And I want to know what the dirty secrets are now.
I mean, he's been there from day one.
I know. So, I mean, he knows all the behind the scenes stuff.
Well, and he's like, he was a producer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he made like celebrities out of all these people that have been on the show. And it's just kind of like cruel the way one of them basically got him kicked off.
Well,
I loved him. I thought he was a great part of the show, but of course now they're, and I haven't watched in years, to be honest. I kind of got off the bandwagon, but it is real telling when you see how much the payout is. And according to Deadline, the first like outlet that kind of had the story,
mm-hmm.
they were saying, yeah, it was all about money, and his lawyers were like, well, I got a mountain of lawsuits I can launch unless the money's right.
So
and then
I wonder,
he's got to shut up about it.
Yeah, and I wonder, though, like, if how much of it is bluffing? Because, you know, as you were saying, you know, he was like a producer, and he was like entrenched in the Bachelor franchise for so long.
Sure.
Like, how much of it could, like, of the dirty secrets could he actually be a part of, you know, that could be tied to, where he could, like, make that, can he make the complete split if he were to divulge dirty secrets and say, I wasn't a part of this? when, you know, people could say, oh, well, I mean, you were the producer, so you were kind of a part of it, you know.
Well,
so I don't know.
People that I know people in that circle, he's
I know
really
people who
guy.
Know people.
I know people who know people.
I know who people.
In that whole, like, Bachelor Nation thing, and everything points to he's a really good guy. And so I don't think that he would be embroiled in anything that would incriminate him. So, and again, it's a hefty payout.
Yeah, $25 million to be quiet. I'd be like, you know what? Wave
deuces.
Goodbye. See ya. You know what?
I'm going to go hang out now.
I'm fine. 99.7 DJ Kelly K Show, Home of Hot Dad 2021. The word is bald this hour, B-A-L-D. If you get that in, WDJX.com, you're in to win. All right, let's get to that feel good. We do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Well, please give the anthem to Jacqueline Joseph.
Oh, yeah?
Graduate of Sullivan University, former pastry chef at the Brown Hotel in Omni Louisville, winner of Best Baker in America.
Look at that.
Isn't that awesome?
I love
that. So the show's on the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was kind of a when one door closes, another one opens kind of a situation because she lost her job at the Omni due to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that freed her up to be on Food Network's Best Baker in America, competing for $25,000.
The experience has been not over, it's just been overwhelming. Just being on the show in general is such an honor, and really, I take it to heart, especially since the pandemic. I lost my position, so I've actually been out of the kitchen for over a year. So being on the show, or even being asked on the show, is such a pleasure and such an honor, and it really just touched my heart.
Man, so humble.
Yeah, absolutely. And so now she wants to open her own bakery. J Bakes and Company, Inc. It's going to be a custom order bakery specializing in wedding cakes, specialty cakes, desserts. She's going to launch it on her Facebook and Instagram page. So we've tweeted that out, the article, so you can kind of follow her. And hopefully soon, taste her tasty goodness.
All right.
Wait, that sounded kind of bad. Like, taste her treats, the things she bakes. She's
yes.
a baker.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen some of the clips from that show. I mean, typically, I'm pretty big fan of the Food Network and the shows that they have on there. But, man, she put up some good-looking stuff. So, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. She was amazing. And you can see that. Again, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show. It's also on our website, WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Wednesdays, we scour the internet for people who may have had an opportunity to find love, but for whatever reason, it escaped their fingers.
Listen, we spend way too much time digging and searching in the darkest places of the internet. All for you.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to head to a park, and we're also going to head to Trader Joe's for these missed connections on the way.
That's one of your favorite places.
I know. In about 12 minutes on that. Last night, Loki dropped on Disney Plus. Now,
oh, did it really? I wasn't sure when that was launching.
Yes, it was last night. Tom Hiddleston is obviously Loki, God of Mischief.
Laufeyson, variant L1130, aka Loki Laufeyson, is charged with sequence violation 72089. How do you plead?
Madam, a god doesn't plead. Look, this has been a very enjoyable pantomime, but I'd like to go home now.
Are you guilty or not guilty, sir?
Guilty of being the god of mischief.
Okay, I don't understand what any of that means, but now...
I don't either this point.
Okay, so you're way into the Marvel Universe. Can I watch this without having watched really anything other than WandaVision on the Marvel Universe?
Listen, yes, I need you to at least see the first Avengers, okay?
Okay.
Then you'll know a little bit about
Loki
Loki's
and
role, where he fits in, the dynamic.
All right.
He's Thor's brother. They weren't getting along because he's kind of the bad guy.
Okay, so yeah.
But that's if you know that basic backstory, I feel as though you'll enjoy it because he's a pretty funny character.
I'll say that Disney Plus has done a good job of bringing people who aren't in the Marvel Universe, like myself, in along with it. Like WandaVision, I watched the entire thing. I thought it was great.
I don't understand then why you're not going to bite on the other movies.
There's way too many of them now. There's way too many.
Oh, you're just, way too it's many. Too overwhelming.
Yeah, it's too overwhelming at this point.
That's great.
But WandaVision was actually trending as well. But that's just because Kaley Cuoco and Elizabeth Olsen are binge watching each other's shows. So Elizabeth Olsen,
well, that's fun.
Obviously is in WandaVision and she's watching Flight Attendant, Kaley Cuoco's show, and Kaley Cuoco is binge watching WandaVision, and so they're talking about it. And so I think that's one of the reasons that WandaVision is trending. So listen, I kind of want to dive into Loki, just watch one episode, because if I can just get the Marvel Universe in like 20-minute snippets, I think I'm good.
Well, can you just do me a favor and watch the first Avengers movie, please?
Now, is that gonna confuse me? Because I haven't watched any of the other ones?
It should explain some things.
Okay.
Because a lot of people show up in the Avengers movie. Okay?
Okay, so which one?
The first one.
Oh.
Avengers.
I knew there was more than one, though. I didn't know. All right. So Loki on Disney Plus.
There was a flowchart.
Sometimes when you're in the grocery and you see someone you catches your eye and you want to get back in touch with them because you didn't get their name or number in the moment, well, sometimes you got to message them on missed connections. Or maybe you had an experience at the park and you're just like, oh, I kind of want to apologize, but I also want to get your digits. This is where Kelly and I come in.
We're the conduits for love.
Yes.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. I feel like I should go first.
Okay.
All right. It's called I Drank You In. All of you.
Okay.
Now, this is a man for woman.
All right.
We're going to Trader Joe's for this one. You ready?
I'm ready.
8 o'clock on Saturday, produce section at Trader Joe's. You are a lovely woman with dark olive skin and a pair of the plumpest lips I've ever seen on a woman under 40.
Right.
Which is saying a lot, because I feel like there are quite a few women under 40 that have the plumped up lips.
Compliments are always good.
I saw you feeling the avocados for ripeness.
Okay.
And may I just say, it was a turn-on of epic proportions.
Okay.
I have never seen anyone in my life handle fruit so tenderly.
Oh, right.
That's wonderful, because fruits and vegetables are God's creatures, too, and they deserve our love and respect.
All right. Yeah.
And you were respecting the heck out of that avocado.
Yes, she was.
Obviously. I know I want to make a baby with you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was a sharp left turn.
That was 0 to 60. We just put the pedal to the floor on that one, didn't we?
I like your avocados. Want to make a baby?
We're just handling some produce, and then there we go. We're making a family. But can I trust you? Can I tell you about the things that keep me up at night?
Oh.
The things that I've done in my past that I've never been caught for?
Okay. Mysterious. All right.
Also sounds kind of slightly illegal. I feel like I can. So, my sweet, tender raspberry, I have something to tell you.
Yes?
Meet me by the Granny Smiths. Same time next Saturday. I'll whisper it to you. But not with my mouth.
Okay, what's...
What does that mean?
What's he gonna use?
How do you do that?
What's he gonna use?
I don't know. How do you whisper without your mouth?
Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay. But I know where I'm going to go on Saturday. Granny Smith aisle there at Trader
You're
Joe's.
Go stake out the produce section.
Absolutely.
See what happens. All right.
It's
Craigslist missed connections.
All right. This is titled "I Almost Ran You Over, Man for Woman."
Uh oh. Wow.
Yeah. I was scooting around the pond.
Wait a second. I think I know immediately what kind of scooter we're talking about and what age of guy we're talking about, too.
Yeah. I was scooting around the pond, exploring the local wildlife at the park, when I saw you reading a book. Va, va, voom.
Oh, that did it for him. All right.
I'm pushing 80, but feel as fertile as a 25-year-old.
Oh, gosh.
You, mid-20s.
Oh, wow.
Long, dark hair and beautiful fire engine red lipstick.
Oh, he notices her makeup. That's great.
After laying eyes on you, I realized I could just forget about that little blue pill. Wink, wink, wink.
Oh, my God.
You went there.
No.
Granted, I was a little too excited when I maneuvered my power scooter in your direction.
Oh, my God.
That's why I accidentally accelerated and drove over your foot.
Oh, my God. That probably hurt. Oh, wow.
My bad. You were mad that I hurt you. And supposedly ruined your favorite shoes.
Oh, yeah, I'd be a little upset, too.
So, like a gentleman, I took off one of mine and offered it to you.
Oh, that's sweet, but I don't think she wants it.
In exchange, of course, for a smooch.
Oh, wow.
You grabbed my shoe and threw it at me, calling me a dirty old man. Wink. That's when I clutched my chest and pretended to fall off my scooter.
Are you telling me he faked a heart attack? What is wrong with this guy?
Some unique techniques here.
Oh, my God.
You crouched over me and asked if I was okay. I could see down your blouse.
Oh, Grandpa, that's not what we did. Oh, my God, he is a dirty old man.
I smiled at you, and then you hit me with your shoe again and stormed off. I would like to meet you at the park again. I promise to be on my best behavior this time. Wink.
Oh, she's never going back to the park again.
No.
Ever.
No.
Nope, never, ever, ever.
And if you
never,
see a guy ever. In a scooter, just walk the other way.
Oh, wow, yeah, no. That's dirty grandpa.
Yes. Yes, it is. And this has been Craigslist Missed Connection.
She threw his shoe.
You know, yesterday, Kelly, I was talking to you about my ankles. I know, fun, riveting content right there, right?
Yeah, about the massive amount of mosquito bites you had collected on your ankles, more specifically.
Yeah, my youngest daughter actually counted them and saw that I had like 31 bites on my ankles. I mean, these guys just went to town on my body. And
you were a buffet for them.
I was. And I feel so bad, you know, partly because I know that my older two daughters, my twin daughters, Isabel and Sophia, inherited my skin type because they got eaten alive, too. My wife and my youngest daughter did not even get touched. So,
really?
Yeah.
That is so interesting that they just have some sort of natural force field against them. I don't know what is in their skin that repels them, but congratulations to
them. I know.
Them. That's awesome.
I know. And I feel bad for my older two daughters. I'm like, oh man, you know, you got the pasty redhead, sort of skin tone and type that I have and I've passed down to you. But
that
anyways,
just means you got to spray the off or the DEET or whatever you got to spray on there to repel them.
Yeah, next time. But you were talking about how your mom always used Afterbite as a way to, I guess, take the itch away.
Soothe the itch, yes.
Yeah, and so now I just saw this over-the-counter guide, top products pharmacists recommend, and that is the number one thing for mosquito bites.
I told you, it worked.
I know. You were onto something. Your
it's
mom
got
was onto something.
That satisfying little sting is as soon as you apply it, which is great because it's super itchy and you kind of want, it's like that pain that feels so good. Yeah.
That pain feels so good. Do you use your thumbnail and like put a little X on the mosquito bites?
Yes.
I do that too.
Totally.
I don't.
Because again, satisfying. It kind of like gets the itch, but then you don't like, you know, irritate your skin too bad.
I don't know.
Scratching it violently.
Yeah. So these pharmacists, this over-the-counter guide picked some other things that you might find interesting. Like the best sunscreen is produced by Neutrogena. So that's good.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Neutrogena.
If you get the flu, Theraflu is the best.
Yeah. I've sworn by that for years.
Pregnancy test. You need one of those. The best one is First Response.
I do not need that, but thank you.
Okay. Just in case. You're in that part of your life. Best hand sanitizer.
I would have some explaining to do if I needed one of those.
Best hand sanitizers, Purell. Allergies. I know that's huge here in this area.
Yeah.
Claritin. For kids, though, it's children's Claritin, so still that same brand is the best.
Really? See, our family are Allegra users.
Yeah, well, pharmacists say the best is Claritin. And then for headaches, it's Tylenol. All right. So,
really? Right. See, again, I'm an Excedrin migraine person.
Yeah, yeah.
Knocks it out just like that. So, I agree with most of those.
I know. So, I'm all about that.
Did
you
get some afterbite?
I did not. So, I just...
Are you still suffering?
I felt so bad. My daughter was just like itching yesterday.
Oh, God.
My youngest daughter, Zoe, she was just like, stop itching. And she's like, I can't.
Oh, wow.
It's just, I know. And I'm just like, man, I am so...
For the one sitting there with a pristine skin, not touched by mosquitoes, to be yelling at the other one who's in agony. That's not even right.
Yeah. Welcome to my house. I know. So Brianna says, are you sure you didn't get bit by chiggers? They usually bite around the ankles. I have no idea even what those are. I don't know.
What
I have no idea.
Now, do I have to Google that one?
Yeah, what is
the difference
between mosquitoes and chiggers? I have no idea what those are.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. But all I know is that
chiggers and clover mites is what's...
No, I don't want any of that stuff on my body.
No, I don't. I didn't even know what that was. Okay. Mosquitoes will zoom in on any exposed area of skin. Chigger bites leave little red pimple-like bumps right in the center of the bites. Chigger bites, generally painless when they occur,
but after
several hours, the itching starts.
No, I don't think they're chiggers then. I think they are just mosquito bites. But yeah, man, they were bad. So,
get some afterbite.
I know, afterbite seems to be the way to go. Jonas Brothers coming to River Bend in Cincinnati on September 21st of this year. Yes, concerts are back, and we're excited to be giving you tickets all this week with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Limitless. We've been playing a little game called Joe Bro or Joe Joe.
It's incredibly difficult.
Yeah, where I'll play a clip of either a Jonas Brothers song or JoJo Siwa. Okay?
And usually JoJo hasn't been singing.
No, but I may change that. So I may change it up just a little bit. And that may make Bridget a little bit more nervous. Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Okay. Bridget calling us from Oklahoma. She and her 13-year-old are a huge fan of the Jonas Brothers. Am I right in that?
Yeah.
All right. So Joe, Nick, or Kevin for you?
Oh, Nick.
All right. Nick for you. What about your 13-year-old daughter?
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Team Nick all the way.
Team Nick is the way to go. All right, so we're going to play Joe Bro or JoJo. Are you ready, Bridget?
I think so.
Okay, she's so nervous. You can tell. Oh, gosh. All right, listen carefully to your first audio clue. I came up all for you. Okay.
Oh, that's definitely the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, definitely the Jonas Brothers. Okay. Oh,
definitely,
my God.
Yes.
One for one.
Now she should be building confidence.
Are you building confidence now?
Well, somewhat.
Somewhat. We're not there yet. All right. Okay. Bridget, listen carefully to this audio clue number two.
Ah! Let's go! Hey!
Joe Bro or JoJo?
JoJo.
JoJo is correct. Yeah, we're getting a little bit of feedback, Bridget, because you're so excited. You're just cranking up that radio, but it's all good. It's all good. We'll work around it.
I can only hear it through the
yeah,
radio.
I'm just hearing excuses, Bridget. All right. All right, let's go. Number three, Joe Bro or JoJo? Okay.
Oh, that's
sassy.
All right, yeah, Jonas Brothers. All right, man, you are so far, you're hitting it.
Slaying the game.
All right, here we go. One more. You ready? One more. Joe Bro or JoJo, you ready? Here's your audio clue. I'ma come back like a boomerang. Oh, gosh, okay.
That's
JoJo. JoJo is correct. You got it. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yep, look at that. 4 for 4. Everybody so far on Joe Bro or JoJo has gotten all of the answers correct. So you are... a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know. It's so exciting to hear your echo on the radio.
What a fun echo effect.
I know. Yay. That's so fun. All right. Well, hey, hang on a quick sec, okay, Bridget?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, she got her done.
I know, she did. It was under extreme pressure and, tension, but you know what? She came through in the end, so... Congratulations. Another shot for you to win some Jonas Brothers tickets coming up tomorrow.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Are there rules for dating an attractive person?
As opposed to dating a less attractive person?
Maybe more specific rules. I don't know. But this group therapy coming up, I don't see a bright future for these two.
No, I am pretty confident 100% of our listeners will say there is no future for this couple.
Man.
I'm going to go ahead and put money on 100% of all people chiming in on this will say nope.
So why are we even doing it?
I'm not sure. Okay. Well, maybe he just needs to hear it.
Maybe.
From us.
All right. So group therapy, all that coming up out the gate when you say, I bet 100% of our listeners will say one thing, you know that you're immediately going to be wrong because you know that there's always going to be that one person that's like, well, I don't agree with that. So it's group therapy. And if you've ever got an issue and you just want us to kind of toss it out to our listeners and work it out for you, just message us at Ben and Kelly Show or benandkellyshow@gmail.com. So it comes from Brad. He's like, I've been dating this girl for 2 months. She's model beautiful and works in the service industry. Guys hit on her all the time and I'm cool with it. I knew it was going to be just a part of dating her. On Saturday, my sister was having a barbecue and I really wanted my girlfriend to come before she had to go to work. She said she already had committed to go out on a boat that day with some girlfriends. I really wanted her to come with me. So I put the pressure on. Well, after a small fight, she told me, fine. She had to go on the boat that day because her sugar daddy had rented it and it was her weekend to go.
Oh, wow. This is where it gets interesting. Uh-huh.
I asked her what she meant. She told me she has a deal with a guy in his 50s where he will pay for her apartment, her car, and give her an allowance for clothes.
Oh, wow.
If she will hang out with him and his buddies twice a month.
What do we mean by hang out?
She typically brings girlfriends and they do a boat trip. She swears that nothing is physical.
Okay.
This guy has a ton of money and just likes to always know he has hot girls ready to jump on his boat to impress his friends.
Okay. He's just kind of like paying for the status of, look at me hanging out with attractive young people.
On a boat, right.
Okay.
I told her I didn't like that and asked her to stop. She asked if I'd then be willing to pay what her sugar daddy does.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I don't have money like that. So is this dream over or should I swallow my pride and accept that this is part of what goes into dating a really hot girl? Signed Brad.
Oh my goodness.
So Brad has a couple things. One, he thinks that all hot girls have some sort of side hustle with someone trying to throw money at him.
Okay. I don't think that that is a one size fits all kind of a situation, to be honest. Now, and just when I thought that everybody was going to tell Brad, you might want to cut ties and run if you can't handle that kind of a situation. She's just kind of a gold digger kind of a thing. Alexandria rolls in on Facebook, said she was honest and told you.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a secret. So be happy about the respect of her telling you. So now it's your call if you can handle that and be honest with yourself for both of you. But then Anthony responded to her and said she was honest. They'd been dating for months before she told him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexandria's like, well, she could have never told him. Plus, would you go around advertising that on a first date? Hi, I like coffee, sushi, long walks on the beach, and oh yeah, I'm a sugar baby. Not condoning it, but it's her business. She told him. Now it's his choice what to do with that information.
It's like a Facebook fight in the comment section here.
I know.
All right.
So just, again, just what I thought, that everybody was going to be like, nope, you know, not going to last, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If
this
you've
is
got,
the lobbying for the honesty.
If you've got an opinion, 502-571-9970, Sarah, all caps, let her make those coins. It's not sexual and happens twice a month. Just think, if you move in together, you're living rent-free. You're never paying for her clothes. You said she has a job, so I wouldn't make it an issue until an issue arises.
I'm so surprised.
All right. Well, I don't know how
much. That's a good point, though. I don't know. I just personally, I don't think I can deal with it. And I feel as though Brad, just from the way that he wrote that, I think that he's going to have a problem with it if he does try to just be like, all right, I don't know.
I don't know if anybody wants to admit that they've dealt with sugar daddies. I would love to talk to you.
I've had zero experience with men just wanting to throw money at me.
Yeah, I've had zero experience with men wanting to throw money at me either. So I don't know what that's about either. So 502-571-9970. In the middle of group therapy, we are kind of wanting to know the ins and outs of being a sugar daddy. And what is, I guess, expected of being the sugar baby in a sugar daddy situation, you know?
Yeah, so I just when I thought that just about everybody was going to tell Brad to run, because mm-hmm. this is probably doesn't have long-term potential, I mean, Angela kind of does. She's right there with us. Cue Kanye Gold Digger. Dude, Brad, seriously.
Right.
If it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, Affleck!
Right. I will say there have been...
2 months in, jump ship.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who are sticking up for the sugar baby here. Like, Tiff says, hey, you're messing with her income, regardless of how you feel about it. Also, if she chose to date you, she saw something in you, so learn to be secure in yourself.
And along the same lines, Sarah is going to, we'll say, giving Brad some tough love.
Mm-hmm.
She says, number one, don't be a blanking idiot and think all attractive women have or want sugar daddies.
Okay.
Number two, she's an adult. She's arranged a way to pay her bills and possibly fund her lifestyle. If you don't like it, talk to her about it. It's likely temporary. If it's not, then you have to decide if that's something you can live with. Number three, all we've heard about this girl is that she's really hot. Is that the only reason you want to be with her?
Oh.
Number four, again, she's an adult.
Uh-huh.
An adult woman who doesn't need your approval. So this whole idea of I'm cool with that, or I asked her to stop this, it's been 2 months. Calm down there, Mr. 1950.
Layla kind of says, yeah, hey, unless you're willing to pay the sugar daddy money, she should just continue to do it. What happens what happens if she tells him she can't anymore? He'll just find someone else and you all will break up. That's her source of income. Wow.
Yeah. Morgan says, I'm not judging her choice to do that with her life at all, especially if it's something that's worked out for her thus far and she's okay with it. I am concerned, though, that she asked if you would be paying for it. Dude, have like a shred of self-respect.
All right.
Even a really hot girl that goes straight to that with someone she's trying to date is a tiny bit not okay.
Okay, so I wanted to know, is there anyone listening who has experience in the sugar daddy, sugar baby world? And I say sugar baby, meaning you're the recipient of said monies from a sugar daddy, someone who's willing to just finance.
Which I do not. I have never had the offer of someone just paying for my lifestyle just to be hot.
So
that's not happened to me.
Erica rolls in and says, for the record, I've never been a sugar baby. I've just worked in the service industry and have had several close friends who have done this. So team sugar baby here. This situation is honestly more common than you'd think. If she says it's not physical, believe it. If he doesn't trust her on that aspect, then he won't trust her hotness around anyone. Eventually, if things get more serious and marriage becomes an option, then maybe things need to change. However, he should have that conversation with her on a time frame. But hello, easy money benefits everyone in the long run.
Okay. All right. And then Ashley and Juliana are both like, hey, can you send me his info?
Or the sugar daddy's info?
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. So if she's going to get dumped by the sugar daddy, well, then he's going to need another one, right?
Exactly.
Man, and I guess I don't get guys, and maybe I just never have been that, had that many means, but like to just pay for companionship like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird to me that it just seems fake. And it is.
Well, yes. And maybe for some people, that's totally all they need.
I don't know.
I, for one, I need like honest, like real feelings to be there. But I tell you, people are really either like team sugar baby or team you need to run. Two drastically different points of view on this.
All right. Since we have to move on, what are we telling Brad?
Only Brad can figure out if he is fine with this continuing.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's plenty of people saying, hey, it's not hurting anything. She's being honest. And if she says it's not physical,
then believe it.
Then okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I have a feeling if he's already bothered by it 2 months in, I don't see how he is going to be able to handle that long term.
Okay. If you've got an opinion or you want to give us a little bit more information on the world of being a sugar baby or sugar daddy, I'd love to get your insight at Ben and Kelly Show. That's group therapy. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but the newest Croc that's getting released.
Such a problem.
So, you know Crocs, right? It's the it's like the sandal that is really cushy that, you know, gets that, I'm going to say it gets an unfair rap, but because they really are comfortable. I had a pair of Crocs back in the day, but
my son loves his pair, but this is not what you do with them.
I don't even know how to pronounce this brand. Do you know?
It's Balenciaga.
Okay, but that makes more sense. Balenciaga going to be selling stiletto Crocs.
Yeah. They look real weird. These are not fancy high heel style shoes. These are comfy shoes. These are wear them around the yard shoes. They're not meant for a really weird looking high heel.
Well, more or less, they're just regular Crocs with a massive high heel on the back. That's what they look like. They don't even look the style of a stiletto.
Yeah, they don't even look like, but it's a skinny stiletto. Like, I don't know how you would stand upright without tipping over.
Mm-hmm. They're part of the Balenciaga 2022 spring collection, so you may have to wait a little bit before you can get your hands on some of them Crocs.
Oh, yeah.
So, my question, do you wear socks with these stiletto Crocs, or do you go barefoot?
Oh, for sure. Rock the socks.
Yeah, you gotta rock the socks on these, right?
Because it's a ridiculous look to begin with.
All right. We give you setting the bar stories. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high. So it's something that you can easily achieve if you just don't do this.
And when we say achieve, just avoid it. Yeah. Don't do it.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without creating a, quote, international fecal incident, you're doing okay. Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh,
intentional fecal incident, you're doing okay.
When you say fecal, you mean poop?
I do. So this is our first poop in the pool story of the year. Here we go to Wausau, Wisconsin. Wausau? Yeah, I think so. Public pool there had to shut down for the day after someone broke in yesterday morning and decided to create an intentional fecal incident.
Oh, wow. That's malicious. I mean, it's one thing to have, like, the baby in the swimmy diaper and have a little something sneak out. I mean, that's happened. That's shut down swim lessons many times before. Yeah, but that's not intentional.
But intentional fecal incident, what in the world? Do you just carry that in a bag? How are you
conjuring it, like, in the moment, right then in the moment? If so, that's kind of a talent. Like, you just eat a bunch of fiber just knowing that you're going to time it out just right. I don't understand why do we know why?
No Okay. That's a level that we have not yet figured out. But
do we have the pooping perp?
No.
Okay.
No. It happened in the overnight, and they're still fishing for details. So,
okay, you said fishing. Is there any, like, surveillance video we can go on?
I don't know.
Just the evidence, huh?
Yep, right now we just have the evidence of the intentional fecal incident that took place in a public pool there in Wisconsin. So if you are within the sound of my voice and you think that might be fun to do, let's not do that, all right?
Don't do that. Uh-huh. How many times do you have to drain that and scrub it before you feel like it's clean?
How many times?
I feel like at least 10.
Possibly more.
And really get a new filter.
Yep.
I feel like too. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Little life lessons for you to tie everything up with a bow, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through today or any day without creating an intentional fecal incident at a public pool, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's not good. Let's not do that.
Yep. Yep. There you go. Ben and Kelly, words of wisdom.
And I may never swim in a public pool again.
All right, that'll do it for us. Tomorrow, it's Throwback Thursday. It's more Jonas Brothers tickets and more on the way tomorrow. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Bye, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.